Welcome to the Synthetic Media Podcast. I'm your host, Henrik de Cure. Join me for interviews and thoughts on the ever-expanding topic of synthetic media. You can find my book on synthetic media on Amazon. Subscribe to this podcast for free. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com and enjoy today's episode.
My name is Aaron Jones, and I'm one of the co-founders of Yepic AI. At Yepic AI, we're developing synthetic video technology to help connect the world. Specifically, we have a technology called VidVoice that simultaneously translates live video feeds, enabling users to speak languages fluently without ever having learned the language or an interpreter or subtitles. It's a real game changer for online video call video conferencing across borders.
Aaron, how are you involved with synthetic media?
We've been involved in synthetic media for the past few years. My co-founder is a researcher in the space, working in the space much longer than I have. My background is actually in computer vision. Prior to this company, I started a business that was focused on visual search, helping retailers to make their sites easily searchable by uploading images to find similar items and then making recommendations. And I guess the next logical step was, instead of helping people find things in the real world, why not generate and create things for this new metaverse world that's coming into existence? And I think synthetic media is really, really interesting for this sort of new, you know, Internet 3.0 type era that we're walking into, and the metaverse. And, you know, Facebook is doing a lot of work in this space. Microsoft's doing a lot of work secretly. And Samsung is quite openly doing a lot of work in the space. And I think that, you know, the battle for hearts and minds in everyday life, in our physical world, is very much a saturated space. And now I think companies are competing to take a stake in this new virtual economy that's being created at the moment. I think synthetic media is a very important part of that.
Aaron, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with synthetic media?
Yeah, I guess it depends on, you know, what the goal is. Like for us as a company, we're all about helping businesses communicate. So we have a product that's on the market called the Yepic Studio that allows businesses to create videos from text. You simply log in, you pick an avatar, a photorealistic avatar that represents a person, you type a script, and then you can generate videos in multiple languages. So we've been working with companies like Roche Pharmaceuticals, who've been using this to create training videos. They've had quite a lot of success. They've massively reduced their costs. They've been able to like personalize their internal training program to each employee, which is quite significant for a large company like Roche. Equally, we've been working with small SMEs that have been able to make video for the first time. They've never been able to afford video before, but it costs like £1,000 plus to make a short promotional video. But now with a £30 a month subscription, they can make videos with different actors, different scripts, and they can sort of really rapidly iterate. And I think really that is the great thing about synthetic media. It can be used to rapidly iterate things that you've created. It's also getting a lot of bad press. There's a lot of challenges around bad actors using synthetic media to deep fake people. And there's been a lot of bad stuff too. But I think when you look at any new technology, there's a period of Wild West cowboyness where people seek to exploit things and do stuff while no one else is looking. The same thing happened in crypto at the beginning when crypto was first being used. It was largely being used on Silk Road and by people that had less noble intentions. Now it's widely adopted by millions and millions of people all over the world, and it's being used as a currency. So I think synthetic media is very much in the early stages that Bitcoin was in, like 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago. I'm very excited to see where things go. And we're seeing lots of innovative uses. Our company is one example. There's also companies like Hour One that's trying to create avatars of people. There's great companies like Algorithmic that are doing lots of work around voice cloning. And I think that voice is probably going to be sort of a bigger part of everyone's life more immediately than video. I think video is definitely the next thing that's going to become more synthetic as it becomes easier and faster and cheaper to produce the video.
Aaron, what advice would you like to share with people working on synthetic media?
I'd just like to encourage people to think about how synthetic media can be used for the greater good. For us, we began with this video product, text video. And for that, we've developed VidVoice, which is the world's first simultaneous translation service for Zoom and multiple other conference calling services. And our vision with VidVoice is to connect the world and to help people that have never been able to access translation services because they're very expensive. You can spend £500 plus on an interpreter for a day. And we'd like that, the ability to have conversations internationally with anyone, to be available to everyone. And I think that use cases like this for synthetic media are very important. Also, there's a lot of work in making training data for medical imaging to help detect cancer and sort of prevent disease. I'd like to see more of these types of use cases coming into mainstream media. And there are so many amazing people out there that have incredible ideas. And I would just love to see these incredible ideas get more airtime, be spoken about more regularly and more frequently. And I think very, very quickly, people are sort of getting bored of the whole deep fake idea, because we live in a world where people want what's authentic. People crave authenticity more than anything else. And I think that when you're a digital synthetic media creator, I would just say, like, pursue authentic synthetic media at all costs and be authentic in your approach.
Aaron, where can we learn more about synthetic media and your work on the subject?
I think there are lots of great resources coming up. Adobe has a synthetic media initiative that's aimed at the authenticity of and the providence of images and video. That's a really exciting place to check things out. If you want to find out who all the companies are in the space, Samsung has made a synthetic media landscape. I really recommend checking that out. And if you'd like to see a bit more about what we do at Yepik, you can go to the Yepik AI website, or you can go to vidvoice.ai to read specifically about our VidVoice translation service. And I think the synthetic media landscape is a great place to find out all the companies that are doing cool stuff in space. So I'd like to just thank Samsung for putting that together. It's a really, really great thing for them to do.
Join us next week for a new episode by subscribing to the Synthetic Media Podcast. Check out my book about synthetic media on Amazon. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com. This podcast was produced by Henrik de Gior. Music by Mattia Capelli. You enjoyed this podcast? Please leave us a 5-star review. And thank you for listening.